Hey, welcome back to the tea, week three. Hey, Anna.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. I kind of have been like feeling like you're mad at me. I haven't talked to you in like 4 days.
Oh.
I mean, we just sat here and talked for like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
But before this moment, I haven't talked to you in a lot of days.
I know.
Which someone gave me advice that to do a podcast with somebody that you talk to on the regular basis, that you shouldn't talk to them for like 24 hours. Because otherwise, like, what are you going to talk about?
We have so much to talk about.
Yeah, we have like a lot to talk about.
Yeah, I did notice that we hadn't talked in a few days.
Okay, because I was like,
I felt it in my spirit.
Is she mad?
No,
I wasn't sure what the energy was.
No, it's just been per usual, and I can't even recall. It was spring break, and it was so chaotic.
Yeah. Spring break is just such a whimsical time.
The only thing that I can compare spring break to is it's a lot like that weird time after Christmas, but before they go back to school. Uh-huh. It's a lot like that, except there was no Christmas.
Yeah.
You know? And
yeah.
It's just like this a weird time of like, what are we doing? Where are we going?
Yeah.
And being like, what's the word that they use like on TikTok? I want to say primary parent, but that's not the word.
Oh, default.
Default parent. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Being like the default parent during mm-hmm. those moments when it's like three and they're and it's like no school.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I know this is the reality of like a lot of people, but like there's not school to like break it up and they're all, and I think it's also the ages that the kids are.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're just rowdy. And they fight, and then sometimes they're really great, and they're just like always like they're just doing and doing and doing, and there's no chill.
It's an emotional roller coaster.
It's an emotional roller coaster.
That you're gonna need 3 to 6 weeks to recover from.
And it's just a lot of hearing my name,
mm-hmm.
which it's like that. I mean, it's always like that, mm-hmm. but it's just like
you want a new name.
I want a new name.
Okay.
No, it's like, it's such a battle of like, you love them so much mm-hmm. and you're so glad that they're there and like spending the time together.
Yeah.
But then also you're like, I just need a minute.
Yeah.
Like I just really need 1 minute.
I need like some space.
Yeah. Like,
I need to go to the bathroom or.
Yeah.
And just kind of be there for a while.
Also, it's a product of like living with mom mm-hmm. is like. There's one bathroom we're all sharing,
mm-hmm.
which is not a big bathroom.
It's just a season.
And I know. But it's just also like.
Isn't it so annoying whenever somebody says that to you?
Yeah.
Like,
but you're like, dude. I say it too.
No, I know. But it's like, no, I know it's just a season, but like, it's not your season. So it's none of your business and you don't get to tell me what my season is.
I'm ready for like season two. Like.
Yeah. You're ready for like the reunion. Where like this is all over and you can just kind of like talk about it.
Reflect on it. Yeah. Which it's honestly, and I've said this 1,000 times, it's not been as bad as like maybe it could be. But I will say it's just a lot of everyone, all 5 of us being in that same room,
mm-hmm.
like where our bed is,
mm-hmm.
like all the time.
Yeah. And that's like a small space anyways.
It's a small space. It's very cramped. And there's a lot of stuff in there right now.
Right. Because it's like your whole house.
But they just... like always all want to be in there.
Yeah.
On the bed.
Why?
They're just hanging out.
Like there's a whole house.
Sitting on the floor. I don't know why.
There's a whole
house. They have a whole room house. That probably is bigger than that room. Like they have a room.
I mean, but they could like, there is so much room for activities.
I know.
Well, why are they not?
Well, Adeline's
taking advantage. Why?
I learned that this week.
Okay. Why?
Because I don't know why. She thinks it's creepy.
It does kind of have a vibe.
Does it?
It does. I mean,
feel like that.
No, I mean, it's my house. So, I mean, I felt comfortable.
Yeah.
And I feel comfortable and I felt comfortable in there. But I can see how somebody that's not their house and
really?
It's kind of like a new thing. Yeah. I could totally see.
Because, like, they have like toys in there and they have like the gymnastics mat in there.
Mm-hmm. It's so kind of creaky.
Like, it kind of creaks. Creaky. Yeah.
And then
I can see that.
Yeah.
Especially if somebody
you can
upstairs.
Hear everything. Like,
I can see that.
Yeah.
But. They want to go in there, like the girls, and like do the gymnastics mat or whatever, but Adeline will not go in there unless I'm also in there.
Okay.
And like.
You were trying to figure that out.
I was trying to navigate that because she's like, we want to go, we're going to go do gymnastics. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to go do some laundry. And she's like, are you coming?
Uh-huh.
Or I'll wait on you. Uh-huh. I'll just wait on you right here.
Yeah. You're good.
Like right beside me.
And you're like,
and I'm like, so... no, like, go ahead. Go, like, go. Like,
yeah.
It's okay. And then finally I was like, you're scared of that room. And she was like, yeah.
You're like, oh, why didn't you bring that up already?
Yeah, like, why didn't you bring that to the board? And also, it's kind of hard because it's then it's just like, stop, like, they want to be in there doing uh-huh. that. And like,
yeah.
I support them doing that.
Yeah.
But then it's just me stopping anything I might
that's so interesting also be doing. That now I'm feeling like kids at any age want a parent to be in the room. Because yeah. you would think that like, by the time you're their age, that they kind of would want more like privacy.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, you know, I have a 1-year-old and a 4-year-old, and both of them want me to just, they don't necessarily care that I'm playing with them. It's more that I'm just like in the room with them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like Ivy will be like, will you play Barbies with me? And I'm like, yeah, I'll play Barbies with you.
She doesn't even want you to play Barbie. No, she just wants you to sit.
She's like,
her.
You can be this Barbie. And then when I start kind of like doing that Barbie's hair, like, no, takes the Barbie from me. And like,
yeah,
I'm doing it wrong. And yeah, she just kind of wants me to be there. That's while she's playing Barbies. Like and then Noah is the same way. Like she can't talk, but she's giving that energy. Like she's mm-hmm. like, if I leave the room, she's mad. If I'm sitting in the room with her, she's content.
Yeah.
And that's really hard to yeah. kind of do all the things.
And also just like, stop everything you're doing to
my,
do that.
Yeah. Like my home is really giving like Finding Nemo fish tank.
Okay.
The part of Finding Nemo where they're in the fish tank and it's really dirty.
Uh-huh.
Okay. That's what my house is doing right now. Like, I'm kind of feeling like I'm in a glass box.
I don't feel like that.
That needs to be, well, that's great. Like, at a glance, it's fine. But, like, if you really...
looked.
If you really get into it.
Yeah.
It's not good. And it's and it's because that's I kind of have to be in the same room
mm-hmm.
as my kids at all times. So... yeah. Okay. Well, that's not super encouraging that it's going to,
no, it really
that they're going to be growing out of it anytime soon.
No, Bentley was like that for a long time too. Like he just kind of wanted you to sit in his room, even like, well, he'll say, you want to come watch me?
Yes.
Whatever.
Uh-huh.
So, but that's Bentley's way of saying like, I just want you to be in here with me.
Uh-huh.
Like, can you watch me? X, like whatever. And, so we used to do a lot of that. Come watch me. And then that kind of turned into, like, why are you in here?
Yeah.
And sometimes he still will. Like, hey, do you want to watch me do this?
Yeah.
Like, hey, you know.
Why are you? I'm just watching you.
Bentley will never say, like, I want you to hang out with me. He'll say, like, or I want to spend time with you.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, I missed you. He'll yeah, say,
that's
do you want to play basketball with me? You know?
Yeah.
So, like, I take if he's saying, do you want to play basketball with me or do you want to. Whatever.
That he needs your time.
That he just wants to hang out with me.
Yeah.
But the so girls nice. Are just like.
Yeah.
The problem is then they all want to do different things.
Uh-huh.
So Bentley wants me to like play basketball with him, but Adeline doesn't want to play basketball. Mm-hmm. She wants to do the gymnastics thing, but then I have to be in the room.
Yeah.
They're doing that. And then Kinley doesn't really care what we're doing. She just wants to be doing something. But then, so then they're, anyway.
Well, as it gets warmer, maybe the gymnastics thing can go outside.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
I have big plans for the gymnastics thing at the new house, which is going to be that it doesn't live in the house.
Yeah. I
it's
love
it. It's huge. It's 13 feet.
No, I remember like mom and dad were like, is that staying? Like, I think it they stays. Were kind of like.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did not know what to do with their hands.
Anybody
after
have a
Christmas?
Gymnastics mat? Where yeah. do you put it? Leave it in the comments.
Yeah.
Enter the chat. Where do you put your gymnastics mat? And do you deflate it every time you use it? Because
no
that's
way.
Impractical.
No.
It takes, I deflated it yesterday because mom was like insistent that it be deflated.
Yeah.
Now that spring break's over. So it takes so much time. It doesn't just like, you know how like an air mattress, you pull it and it kind of just.
Yeah.
This is not that. This is like you have to roll it and like push it.
Yeah.
Roll it and push it. And then it's like. It came with a bag that's, like, literally this big.
Yeah.
You ain't getting it in that bag.
I never understood, like, the stuff that comes with the bags.
Yeah.
Caleb can always get stuff back in the bags. But I'm just kind of like, no, it's
we
just...
got it in the bag one time. Like, the first time we were... And then after that, I'm like, I'm going to fold it and I'm going to put it over here.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you.
It's not going to be in the house. I don't know where it's going to go.
Did you know it was going to be that big? Did you kind of? I don't feel like you did enough research on the sizing.
Oh, well, I knew that it said that it was 13 feet.
Yeah.
But, like, what is 13 feet? What are feet? Like, realistically.
What? I don't know.
What I didn't think about is, like, ah, I'm 5'9".
Yeah, so you're kind of like, okay, if I put me on top of me.
If I, like, laid like this, like, how big is that?
That would be not 13 feet, but close.
I didn't think about it. And it's also 8 inches thick.
Which, by the way, like, if you did lay down.
It's deep and wide.
Like, by the way, if you did lay down.
Yeah.
And you put you on top of you, like, that's really big.
Yeah. I didn't think about it like that, though. I just thought, they had, like, an 8 foot one. And I was like, if I get the 8 foot one, that's not going to be big enough to do, like, a cartwheel.
And that's probably true.
Yeah. It is true.
Yeah.
By the way.
Yeah.
It's the perfect size for what you would be doing.
Yeah. Speaking of gymnastics, how are we feeling about gymnastics?
That's a good question.
Because I haven't, I told Ivy that after she turned 4 that I would sign her up. Mm-hmm. But, like, I kind of do want to gauge where you're at because, in a way, I'm kind of not going to sign her up if you're not going to, like, if you're feeling like this isn't your journey.
I'm right now anyway because they end for the summer.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So we can just be like, okay, so after summer.
After summer and maybe in the fall. I feel fine. I mean, I think that it's really good for her, like, coordination and, like, strength and overall, like, flexibility and stuff like that because I'm not any of those things.
Mm-hmm.
I have no coordination at all.
I don't think that's true.
I think it is true.
No.
Do anything athletic?
No coordination?
I think I have, like, hand-eye coordination, like, but I'm talking about, I mean, I'm 28 and I can't do a cartwheel.
Did you not do them when you were little?
Mm-mm. Never have done a cartwheel in my life.
Really?
Never have. Not one time. Mm-mm. And also, like, shame on my mom and dad for not, like, teaching me that. Which Kinley can't do a cartwheel.
Somebody,
either,
I mean, mom and dad didn't teach me a cartwheel, but I mean, I can't do it now. I'm ginormous.
I never have done a cartwheel in my life.
But whenever, I'm so sorry. I keep sniffling. I did cheer when I was younger.
For like a day.
Okay, so I did it for a couple of years, I guess.
And you
for a while. And I did a cartwheel. I learned how to do a cartwheel.
Madeline
at the time.
Is very.
It wasn't athletic. A good cartwheel, but I did. Yeah. I could do one.
I couldn't do one at all.
Yeah.
But Kinley, I think it's good for
someone. I did not know that about you.
Because Kinley's going to be tall.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want her to, like, have some kind of, like, athleticism in that way of being, like, coordinated. And she is. And that's mostly what it is at that age, just teaching you how to be coordinated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But anyway, it's fine. Like, I think it's good for her. She's not, like, student of the month. Shout out to Jenna, who. Charlotte was in fact student of the month.
Really?
She was. She didn't even know how to tell her. Or somebody else told her. She was like, oh, I saw Charlotte was student of the month.
How do you get student of the month? Be Charlotte?
Know. Kinley's never been student of the month, so not Kinley. Not whatever Kinley's doing. I don't know what she's doing.
Maybe you should ask her instructor, how does Kinley become student of the month?
I don't care.
You don't?
I think I decided I don't care.
Yeah.
I think that, like, Kinley is having a good time.
I think really I would ask. It. I just want to know. No, I just want to know, like, what goes.
What qualifies you for student of the
month? I want to know what goes into it.
Well, there definitely has been times. Here's how I know Kinley's not student of the month. Well, obviously, she's never gotten student of the month.
Yeah.
But here's
what if I just called them and was like,
how do you get student of the month?
Yeah. Like, before I sign up my child, I really want to sign her up. I was just kind of wondering.
I thought it would be such a weird thing to ask. But also, I've definitely witnessed Kinley just, like, not do whatever they were doing. Like,
yeah.
She just sat there and was like, like, I could see her doing that. So I think that doesn't qualify you for student of the month. She's like, I just don't want to do that.
Because she doesn't like that thing, or she just feels like she just...
I don't know. She's 4. I don't know. Like, but yeah. I support her because there's things I don't want to do. And I respect her bodily autonomy. Like, if you don't want to do that backflip, don't do it. I don't want to do it either.
But this is where A plus B is not equaling C, because you're literally paying for her to be in gymnastics. How I would feel about it is, like, if we're here, if I drove you all the way here and we made the commitment to be here right now, if they're telling you to do a backflip, you're doing a backflip.
And she does most of the time. This has been like
two times recently. Okay.
This has been like 2 times I've seen her be like.
Okay. So this is not like her overall personality. No. Maybe she was having a hard day.
And I think it like hurt her hand or something when she was doing it. So she was like, I'm not doing it. Anyway, okay. The little story is it's almost over for like
a while.
The summer. And if she wants to do, like, go back in the fall, then I will.
Okay.
But if she doesn't want to, then I support that too.
Okay.
Because we're going to explore other sports.
Okay.
Because next she'll be 5.
Yeah.
So she'll be able to do other things. She wants to do cheer.
Yeah.
Which I don't care personally about.
Yeah.
But, like, if she wants to do that, that'll be fun. Anything other than t-ball right now.
Yeah. I miss Ivy's first game.
How'd that make you feel?
I felt like a bad mom.
Really?
Yeah, I did.
Huh.
I did. Which, I mean, realistically, it like wasn't her first game ever.
It was a tournament.
But like,
it wasn't even a season game.
No, I know. But at the same time, like, I really commit to like, I do the job that I do because that will allow me the freedom to like be wherever she is or like be a part of her life.
Right.
Very intentionally. Mm-hmm. And I had moved a shoot to that day.
Yeah.
And I was just like.
But also you didn't really know.
I didn't know.
Caleb told you, in your defense, Caleb told you there wasn't a game.
No, I knew that. No, this is what happened. I moved it to that day. And then we got the schedule that there was a game. But I'd already moved them one time.
Okay. So you didn't want to
do it again. Yeah. And I didn't want to do it again. I didn't want to be that girl.
That's fair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sniffly.
It's okay. So but, yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's I don't know what we're going to do. We'll evaluate it after school, after...
Like, in the fall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that she wants to do it.
Yeah.
I think that, like, at that age, they really don't know what they want to do.
No. But I think... She doesn't try stuff.
Yeah, and, like,
that's
she did... She did really enjoy it, and then she hasn't really brought it up since. Like, it's not really been at the forefront of her mind. So, I'm kind of like... I'm sure if I brought it up, she would say, I want to do it.
Yeah, we're just kind of like... throwing stuff and seeing what sticks. So I think that she does enjoy it. I mean, she does enjoy it. So
yeah.
Whatever. Like
fun.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Okay. Jake almost put in the group chat hoot hoot the other day. I didn't let him.
Why?
Because I just feel like everybody already hates him in the group chat. So I was like, don't just chime in and be like hoot hoot. Like
no one was talking or they
no,
were.
They were doing that thing where we haven't even left the place yet. And they're like, girls. They clearly didn't see the pod.
They don't listen.
They don't listen to the tea.
Okay. Well, you know what? Good to know.
Yeah.
We could talk about that
I'm
here.
Share into the group chat. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not. But they were doing that thing and Jake was like, we were laughing about that. Mm-hmm. About how they were doing that.
Yeah.
And he, like, had it typed out. He was like, But I was like, please don't, because,
Yeah. Not to bring up group chats again. Let's keep it brief. But if you're naming a group chat, I have a hard time naming a group chat. I've learned. This is new.
Okay.
New news about me. Because.
What kind of group chat are you naming?
Well, I already named it.
Okay.
Now.
What is it?
I'm not going to talk about it.
Is it? I'm clearly not in this group.
You're not in it.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Well, basically, you know how we have a group chat with like you and Jake?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, so I decided that we should have one with Caleb's brother and Paige. And so, yeah. So basically, well, because we have a group chat with like the whole family.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of felt like we kind of needed a place with them where it could be, like, for the kids. And by the kids, I mean us.
Oh, okay, okay.
You know, because, like, really the family one has really become mostly about, like, our kids. Like, it's not super, like, personalized.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's no, like, real, like, banter
happening. Yeah, you were saying that the other day.
That I was like...
You wanted some banter.
I want some banter with the kids.
Some memes.
Yeah, with the kids.
Okay, so did you?
Yeah, so basically there actually was a group chat that was started a long time ago with us four, but it was like a one-off.
Yeah.
And
It was a one-off group chat,
yeah. Which happens sometimes.
Yeah.
And so anyways, because when I went to go search like in my phone to make it a group chat, yeah. it already was one. Mm. And so I was like, okay, what should I name this?
So what did you name it?
Okay. It's so boring because I couldn't think of what to name it.
I mean, ours is literally called the group chat.
Exactly. And this one's called Brian Group Chat.
I think that's fun.
So it's literally kind of the same, but different.
Yeah.
Just a different last name situation.
Yeah. We have a group chat with like the kids.
And okay.
And they are always continuously changing the name of the group chat.
Yeah.
I think originally it was like family group chat. And then it's been changed so many times because they'll just change it whenever they're like
feeling like this is a good group chat name. So maybe I need to consult them because when I was trying to figure out the name for this chat, I just could not because I wanted it to be like different from ours because I didn't want it to get confusing.
That would be,
you know,
terrible. Yeah.
Because it's already like group chats are already hard for me.
Yeah.
Anyways. It's Brian group chat for now.
It's fun.
If anyone wants to change it that's in that chat, you totally can. I just like had, I was having no creativeness in that.
I can't tell you how many times I've been a part of group chats. And I know we said we weren't going to talk.
Yeah.
That this
Let's keep this short.
But that I didn't create the group chat, but I personally wanted to change the name of the group chat.
Uh-huh.
And I felt like that would be rude.
Yeah.
Is it rude?
Well, honestly,
if it's a big here's the thing group too. Chat and you're not the curator of the group chat, you're like, you know what? I want to.
Like, this name doesn't fit.
Like, our T-ball group chat.
Okay, don't change that one. It's not your place. Yeah, well, I'm so sorry.
It doesn't even have a name.
Oh, it doesn't?
It can have a name.
Hidden Ours is just called.
Let me make sure. I could have just told you a lie. Somebody said in the. In the small group chat that they were making penne vodka, but I just saw vodka. And I was like, no.
Not at Bible study.
Not the vodka. I don't even see it now. And this is why it needs a name.
Ours is just called T-Ball.
Oh, it is called T-Ball Team now. Okay, I see it.
Okay, somebody did name it that. Had to have been the coach.
Yeah.
No, I think that maybe that one's not your place. What would you name it? By the way, I just would like to say the one that I ended up just landing on Brian group chat.
Yeah.
I had so many other funny names.
Yeah. What were you going to name it?
Well, I can't.
Give an example.
I can't remember now. Mm. One of them was kind of like the long distance chat.
Okay.
I thought that was kind of cute.
Long distance friends.
Yeah. Because, I mean, we're distance. Like, and so I was like, okay, that could be cute. And I was trying to think.
Also, why are you putting so much thought into this? It's not.
I don't know, because I guess I wanted everyone to really feel like
vibe in the group chat.
Yeah, I think that that's like really my hope, you know, the hope of the whole point of even reintroducing the group chat was to say, and I think I said in it, was because I sent the first message, it was like, hey, I renamed this group chat like in hopes to really just have more of like a personal like time. Like,
wow.
A personal relationship. I mean, but you know, like just kind of know each other more personally, because in a family, it's so broad.
Yeah.
Like the things that are on there are also probably the same things that are posted on Facebook. And maybe you wanted to like share something more personal to that friend.
Yeah.
Like things that we talk about in our chats are probably screenshots of things on Facebook.
100%.
And stuff like that. And like.
Mostly screenshots.
Yeah. And like that kind of thing.
I don't know if I can say this.
Okay, well, I can cut it, I guess.
Okay. I saw something on Facebook the other day.
Okay.
That was so wild and unhinged. I had to send the girl a DM and was like, this is the funniest thing I've ever seen. It was
Did you know the person?
No, I mean, loosely, but more importantly,
Facebook friends.
We're Facebook friends, but more importantly, I knew the person she was talking about. And it was so unhinged. Like, it was Jessica.
Okay.
It was hilarious. So okay. Basically what had happened, and I'm going to explain the situation. And if you're a part of this situation, I'm not going to name names, but I will say what happened. It was crazy. So basically this guy. No.
Who you know who it is?
Who I know who it is.
Okay.
I can't even. I'm like, okay. So this guy who I know, you know also, we want to know. For the sake of the pod. Okay. Sent this girl a DM and was like, hey, I don't remember exactly what it said. Did you see this?
No.
We have different algorithms.
Yeah.
Basically, he was like, hey, you should like add me on Snapchat or like add me back on Snapchat. I think it was Snapchat. It might have been Instagram. Something like that. Something to that extent. And she didn't message him back. Okay. And then at like 2 a.m. or something, it was like, that was like in the afternoon. It had times. You know how it was a Facebook message.
Yeah.
It was a screenshot of a Facebook message. Okay.
So she was posting screenshots to Facebook?
Yeah. But like, it was messy, but it was so good. Okay. So then he messaged her again at like 2 a.m. and was like, something. Okay. And don't like quote me because I'm not
we're paraphrasing.
We're paraphrasing. But something like, oh, like, I'm out of your league anyway. Like, and then since another one was like, oh, look at you. I'm reading this like, cannot even.
And then
believe what this man is saying. And then she was like, basically like, but you're the one that's just mad that I didn't message you back. And then he's like, essentially calling her ugly. Like, and she was just kind of like laughing it off. But so she screenshots that and puts it on her story. And I was like, you're my hero. Because like, expose this man. Expose this man. You know?
I'm in shock. I'm so sorry.
I was shocked. I was like,
oh my gosh.
I messaged her, but like, you're such a queen. Like, I'm
wow. A She's queen.
She's the queen. She wins. She wins the day.
Wow. I want to know who it is. You have to tell me after.
I'll have to tell you after. But I was like,
oh my gosh.
She was too stunned to speak. I was stunned.
Wow. I'm so glad you brought that up about Snapchat. Because Snapchat is like the biggest ick in my opinion. But I know that like everyone's using it. Listen, I get it. Everyone's using it.
Yeah.
It's fine. Like all of my friends use Snapchat.
Who?
Everyone. I'm not going to name names, but they all use Snapchat. And like they know like if you're listening, like you know where I stand on Snapchat
because
I've literally like in front of them using Snapchat been like, I cannot believe you use Snapchat. But, like, I just kind of feel like if you are married, it's not it. Mm-hmm. Like, for me,
because
if you're married and you're using Snapchat, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I mean, I just think that it's just not, I don't know. And, like, nothing's happened to me. Like, I have not been personally victimized by Snapchat.
Yeah.
But I just kind of feel like the whole premise and idea of Snapchat and, like, how it works.
It's to be sneaky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It gives me such an ick.
I don't think grown-ups need Snapchat.
No.
I think that's a child thing. And honestly, children don't need Snapchat.
No.
Or like, it is children, but like teenagers.
I mean, no.
They don't need Snapchat. Snapchat needs to be deleted. Like,
Snapchat is over party. Like,
yeah.
No. The children do not need Snapchat.
No.
Well, I've heard so many interviews on Call Her Daddy of like girls that were like, you know, like.
Yeah.
That because of Snapchat,
yeah,
and they thought that they were like sending whatever they were sending,
but also that's
to whoever they were sending
because we all know that you can screenshot and like,
yes, it is. And they're like, well, I really trusted that person. No,
okay, well, if you trust them, show up to their house and show them your titties.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you know what I'm saying,
and also trust no one,
no,
but also, no, don't do that. Like, you're literally 12, don't. Put it away.
No.
It's a no for me.
No. Like, my little nephews have Snapchat, and I'm like,
mm-mm.
They're like, oh, I'm talking to my dad. And I'm like,
you're not.
Maybe they are. Maybe
they're lying.
I mean, but if they were, like, let's say there's a world in which they were.
Not on Snapchat.
Why is your dad talking to you on Snapchat?
I don't get it.
Why are you Snapchatting your dad? Call him.
Also, like, if you need to send a photo in real time or a video in real time, just send it in real time.
Yeah, I don't understand. I don't understand.
I don't get it. I mean, one of my best friends.
Sound off in the comments.
One of my best friends has Snapchat.
When was the last
time? My best friend. has Snapchat. Okay.
I know. That's wild. I don't have Snapchat.
So no, weird. I know. I haven't had it in a really long time.
I know, but like, who are you calling your best friend? Interesting. Interesting that I'm your best friend.
You are my best friend.
And I don't have Snapchat.
Yeah.
So
no, you are.
Weird.
My other friend.
Hmm. Acquaintance. have you had Snapchat?
And kind of like all of their people.
Yeah.
Like
they Snapchat each other?
Yeah, they all have Snapchat.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
I had Snapchat?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, back time like, you had it.
It's been a long time.
Okay.
I would say probably, I definitely haven't had it since like 2020.
I think if you're in a relationship.
I had it as a married person. Like, because when it very first came out, we were already married.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're that old. Okay.
Yeah. Well, we've been married that long. I want to say, yeah. Because it was like one of the earlier apps, I feel like.
Yeah.
And like, it was fun. Like,
probably like 17.
We would Snapchat with our friends and like, it was fun and like the filters and like whatever. But like,
it went wrong really quickly.
Yeah. And I have been out of it for a long time where a lot of people stayed. Yeah. Even Caleb stayed for a long time. And then I finally was like,
Why are you
on Snapchat?
Yeah.
?
I've had a lot of
And then he would be like, well, I'm only snapping this person and this person. I'm like, how am I supposed to know that who that is? Because it doesn't, they could have like their own names. And like, I trust you, but I have issues and I need to go to therapy and that's fine. But you don't need Snapchat. Like, you're too old for that.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. And not to kind of take over the whole conversation, do you feel like, I feel like I'm not this way, but do you feel like there are people that are like, you can't sit with me? Like, you can't sit with us.
Yeah.
And do you feel like you're a mom like that?
No.
Me either. I'm not that.
I hope I don't give that energy.
I'm not that. It's so interesting to me because coming back here.
Yeah.
And being back in the hometown.
Yeah.
It's clicky.
Yeah.
It's clicky. It is. And I've always kind of like hated that.
Yeah. I think that's also anywhere you go though.
Well, it can be. But also I feel like
in the South.
Yes. But I feel like just being have moved around and have been like in other places and like other parts or whatever. Yes, like it can be clicky. And I think that like wherever you go, like you find your people and like I understand. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's hard when you come back and maybe like within a group, like a few of the people are like, so your people.
Mm-hmm.
And like, not everyone's your person, and that's fine. Like, not everybody has to be everybody's person. Like, it's totally fine. But it's like, I hate that feeling of walking into a room and feeling like they don't want you to be there.
See, here's the thing about that is that I always feel like that.
Well, and
I always just feel like when I like am somewhere. Like, no one wants me to be there. And I work on that. I do work on that in therapy.
Okay, like, give me an example of going somewhere.
The mall.
You feel like no one wants you to be there?
I just feel like people, like, see me and they hate me. And they're like...
You feel like everyone at the mall knows you?
Yeah.
Okay. But, like, if you went to, like, a small gathering...
It depends on what kind of gathering it was.
Okay.
I feel like when I pick Kinley up from school, those other parents hate me.
Okay.
I don't even know if that's true. That's just how I feel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, everyone knows something about me. I don't even know if that's true. That's just my own personal...
Okay. Well, something that I've been processing...
Church, sometimes I feel like that.
Really?
No one has ever made me feel like that.
That you just personally are feeling like that.
Like, oh my gosh, like.
And so that's kind of like why I was thinking, like, maybe it's just a me thing. Mm-hmm. But no, but going back about like walking into a room and feeling like a certain way about like how people feel about you,
mm-hmm.
with the whole thing about, we didn't talk. Like, I haven't talked to you about this. I've talked to Anna about this.
Yeah.
Before we started, I kind of like brought it up for a second about the, like, your emotional. Type. I think that's what it's called.
Yes. Okay.
And there's like four different kinds.
Okay.
And Graham's calling me.
Oh gosh.
I'll call her back. Anyways, your emotional types. There's four different kinds. And Anyways, the reason I looked it up is because a few weeks ago, somebody, one of our friends said to me, I don't remember the exact situation why it got brought up. She was like, are you an empath? Okay. And I was like, what's an empath? Question mark, question mark.
Sometimes I feel like these words get like thrown around so much.
Yeah.
What do they even mean at this
exactly.
point?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, what does that mean? And she was like, okay. She like gave me some examples. Mm-hmm. One was like, do you see, like, if you see someone and they get embarrassed, are you embarrassed? Like, can you see them get embarrassed mm-hmm. and you feel it? And I was like, yeah. Mm-hmm. And she was like, okay. She was like, does that also happen? Like, if you're watching TV, like, you can see that something's happening, like, you feel like mm-hmm. the embarrassment for them or something like that. I was like, mm-hmm. yeah. Like, mm-hmm. yeah, okay. And then she said, okay, can you see or feel like someone feeling an emotion before they, like, even if they don't say that they are feeling that way? And I was like, okay, yeah. And she just kind of gave a couple of examples. She's like, you're an empath. And I was like, no one's ever said that to me.
Who qualified her to make that assumption?
Well, I think because she is one, which who told her? I don't know. But I did look it up.
Okay.
And I would have to paraphrase it. But there's four different types. And look it up real quick. Emotional types. But basically, like, empaths, from what I'm understanding, can really, like, feel, like, really, like, receive the energy from other people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Which would make sense because I am.
Okay.
I am an extrovert.
Yeah.
But, like, it wears me out.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I love talking and I love being around people and, like, so fun. Mm-hmm. But, like, after I leave, I'm so tired. Like, it's not energizing to me. And I think it is because, like, I am kind of, like, receiving everything that, like, does that make sense? Like, everything in the room.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And, like, feeling it. And, like, whenever you were, like, going through all your stuff and, like, you were, like, hurting. Mm-hmm. I know I didn't feel it the same way you did, but, like, I could, like, not even be in the same room with you, but just knowing and, like, feeling what you were going through mm-hmm. made me, like, physically, like, sick to my stomach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyways, I was like, I don't know. Am I an empath? Question mark.
I don't know.
But then there's one called, and who named these?
I'm going to read them. Okay. So.
But, hey, there's one called the Gusher. Who named these? I don't know.
Okay, yeah. So there's the intellectual,
uh-huh.
which qualities you are bright, articulate, analytic, intellectually oriented, and often take refuge in your mind as the first line of coping. And then there's the empath, highly sensitive, naturally giving, spiritually attuned, and a good listener. The rock, you are emotionally strong for self and others. Practical, able to stay cool in a crisis, non-judgmental, and then the gusher. You know your emotions and share them often and are spontaneous, direct, and authentic. What?
What do you think you are?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like what you're talking about, like, I do all those things too. Like, I have to, like, fast forward the TV shows and, like,
yeah.
If somebody's about to get embarrassed or something, like, I'm like, I just skip that part.
Yeah.
I can't. I don't know. I don't know. I'd have to do a quiz.
But, like, I feel like.
I don't know.
With.
I'm not the rock. I'm not a pillar of strength, consistent and loyal, giving, respectful. Well, I mean, I am those things, but I wouldn't say I'm a pillar of strength.
No. Emotionally, no.
No.
Yeah.
Let's see.
As far as like the gusher thing, I do really relate to that, but I feel like it's mostly with someone that I feel safe with, that I feel like I can really tell those things to, and they're really going to listen to me.
You're not just like that with everybody.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I know.
I feel like if I was going to be most aligned with something, it'd be an empath, but.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But to circle back, thinking about this and thinking about, like, you're feeling like people don't want you to be there,
mm-hmm.
that, like, the thing that I kind of felt like maybe I related to the most, that I felt like, okay, yeah, that feels true to me, like who I know myself to be.
Yeah.
I felt like, and even like with personality tests and stuff, that I would like lean more towards what I thought other people thought that I am.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Which, or how I think they perceive me, but they may not actually perceive me that way. But yeah. I think that they think that they see. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It kind of is like, I've really got to cover that in therapy.
Okay. But I think that's for everybody. Like, I think that we present ourselves, or like we think about ourselves in the way that we think other people think about us, not necessarily what we really think about ourselves or like how we really are.
Yeah.
I don't know. But no, I think a lot of people do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And sometimes, like, you can take on that, too. Like, if it's, you know, vastly different than, like, who you really are, you can really take on the identity that other people are, like, placing upon you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, if someone's like, oh, I think that you're the villain, and you, like...
You just are the villain.
You hear...
I think Jake does that.
Yeah. And he's literally not.
No, but I think he's just like, okay.
This is what they think.
Yeah.
So I'll be what they think. Or I think also like when people are not necessarily saying what they think.
Yeah.
Then it leaves like a lot of like room for you to just, kind of be like, I think that you're thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know either.
There's some more research on that.
Yeah, I'm gonna do some quizzes.
Yeah.
And then we'll come back and I'll give an update.
Yeah, I still don't really know what I am. And we'll figure that out. Was there anything else you wanted to cover today?
We were gonna talk about what is your Facebook algorithm?
Oh. My Facebook?
Yeah.
You're so like, y'all, Annabeth's at the house. On her computer.
Okay, I'm not emotionally like, stable enough to have Facebook
listen,
on my phone.
Whenever I'm like, she's like, did you see this on Facebook? I'm going to send it to you. I'm telling you right now, she is taking a picture of it on Facebook.
Like I'm on my phone taking a picture of the screen on my computer.
I'm not
sending screenshots.
Yeah, no. I'm like, okay, I don't know what's happening.
I just can't have, I just can't have Facebook on my phone. I don't have any social media on my phone. I don't have YouTube on my phone.
But like Facebook is like the safest for her. And that's honestly like, if you're wondering why we sound like old ladies and all we're talking about is Facebook, it's because that's kind of all Annabeth has going on in her life right now.
I don't do Instagram.
It's Facebook.
And like, Twitter.
Honestly, Facebook is kind of my last thing that I go to.
Well, I feel like on your Facebook, you can really like,
Prophesize.
You can make it really private as you
prophesize.
Yeah.
Yeah, prophesize.
Like, it is just people, you know, you can narrow it down to just people that you know or just people that, like, you know, whatever. You can really narrow it down. And
I did.
You can do that on Instagram and stuff too.
No, you can.
Well, but it's not necessarily, I don't know.
Well, I think that. I don't know if your Facebook was. I think your Facebook was private before. Anyways, was it?
Mm-mm.
No, it wasn't.
It's
okay.
Public.
Yeah. So your other two pages were public.
Yeah.
So
everything was just very public.
Yeah. And then we had to kind of get rid of all of it. And then it was like, you have to kind of make like a slowly.
I don't think I'll ever be fully back on any, like on all platforms. Like personally.
Never say never.
Honestly, like Instagram, I haven't missed it. Not one day.
Yeah. Good.
I've not like. And that was really my most used app.
Yeah.
I haven't missed that not one time. And I didn't even Twitter anyway. That was the last thing to go.
I'm not on Twitter.
Twitter? If you're on Twitter, like, get a therapist.
Honestly, the only reason that Twitter is downloaded on my phone was to report people back in the day. I was kind of like the behind the scenes, like reporting people.
Yeah.
And I still am, by the way. So, like.
Yeah. So, no funny business.
Yeah. Like, you're getting reported. I just want you to know.
Just so you know.
But you know what? Even it almost feels like that is a waste of time.
Yeah.
Because.
Well, it's like, and then they have this whole section where it's like, it'll be like this, the following comments are sensitive. And then you have to like click a thing to be okay with viewing them. If you have to do that, why not just
take it off? Like, do better, people. I mean, first of all, do better, people.
Yeah, no.
Humanity.
If you are on Twitter, if you even are on Twitter.
Why?
Why? Second, get a therapist. Third, I don't even have a third.
Yeah, that's it. One and two. We don't need a three.
Why?
Go to therapy.
And then delete your Twitter. Because, like.
Yeah. I think that Caleb. No. I mean, Caleb has had Twitter for a long time because it's a big thing for sports. And so he's like, oh, okay, like, I'm on Twitter because, like, yeah. I can see, like, the sports updates yeah. and stuff. And so I guess. But it's like the people that are on Twitter.
If you are, like, even if it's sports, even whatever, insert.
X, I mean.
X.
We always say the wrong thing.
Whatever. They know, what,
we don't
they know
care.
What we mean. Okay.
How are they going to do a rebrand? Like, how is it going to be the same thing forever? And then, like, rebrand, it's X now.
I don't know. It's like if they change the name of Facebook to something.
Yeah.
But anyway, if you're, like, I think people go to Twitter, specifically Twitter, to just be feral.
Yeah.
As I'll get out.
And like, I think that, like, no one's really operating under their real name.
And I mean,
some people are. But
and
like,
they're still feral. Like, what are you doing? What are you doing saying these things with your real name? If you're yeah. using your real name on Twitter, you're crazy because everybody is so feral.
Yeah.
And then so
it's Facebook, the wild, 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 wild west out there.
There is no rules. And like, I have a bone to pick with Elon about that.
Yeah.
Make some rules.
And if you're going to make them, if you're going to say, like, this is sensitive content, don't let the content be on there.
Right. Because guess
Let's
what?
Let's make the world a better place.
And delete Twitter. X is over party.
Yeah.
Snapchat
is over party. X is over party.
Instagram's probably okay.
Instagram is probably okay.
I don't know.
I mean.
Honestly, all social media is. The world would be a better place without it. And yeah. I've said this before, and I'll say it.
Yeah.
I will say it. Put it on my tombstone.
Not to make every episode about social media. People are going to be like, I'm so freaking tired of them talking about this.
Like,
well, you know what? It's a sensitive subject.
It's
that
so
really.
That I'm so passionate about.
Yeah.
I'm so passionate about. But like.
You're going to be like speaking at the White House about it one day.
Yeah. The world would just be such a better place. There's no reason that we have to know everything about everybody and everything going on. Okay, for example, my whole algorithm yesterday.
Here's the thing.
Okay.
We don't know everything about everybody.
No.
We know what they say or
what
they put
other
out.
People are saying.
And by the way, somebody said to me or said to a group of people, and I was there, and they were talking about Taylor Swift, and they were like, I respect her, but I feel like everything about her life is like curated, and like we're just like here to kind of like take it in. Guess what? Everything about everybody's things that are out there in the world
are
is
curated. Like, I bet you took a matching Easter photo and made it your profile pic.
Curated.
Is that how you look every Sunday?
No.
Is that how you look every day?
No.
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 No. But I mean, it's like everything is that is
yeah.
it.
Yeah. That's it. It's a highlight reel. It's not real.
Right.
If it was real, what a weird.
But they were basically saying that they thought that everything about her life is like fake and that like we're just made to believe it.
No, you're just seeing like this much of it. You're seeing this much of like this much.
Yeah.
And that's for, that goes for everything.
Yeah.
Like that's just everything in the world. But what I'm saying is yesterday, my whole entire Facebook page was about the eclipse, which is fine.
Yeah.
Which is fine. I mean, it did happen.
It happened.
I was there. It was rare.
Yeah.
But, like, I just think people just don't. I don't know, man. Like, and we've talked about this so many times. Like, the amount.
Kinley is in the room with us.
Yeah. Kinley is in the room with us. What was I going to say? Okay. Like, literally my whole timeline, yes, was like about the eclipse, but it was mostly like the world is ending. We're all dying. This is the apocalypse.
Oh, I didn't have that. Okay. So that wasn't in my
algorithm. Okay. That was my algorithm. And that is like so the opposite of things that like I subscribe to. Like,
yeah.
If something even comes up like that, a video or whatever, I'm like scrolling as fast as I can because I don't want that to be my algorithm.
Uh-huh.
But maybe that was just the algorithm because literally everyone was like, you better get prayed up because this is the end of times. And I'm like, listen, Susan,
you know what? Maybe stop. I don't think
did
I
you
was,
not see any of that?
I wasn't really stopping and reading.
Okay, well, I was not trying to, but like it was every single post.
Well, because
other than the golden post of the girls posting the story of the guy. That's the kind of content I want to subscribe to.
Yeah.
That's the content I need.
Kinley.
Honey.
Kinley,
no.
Kinley, you got it. No.
No. Uh-uh.
This is.
This is not about you.
Yeah, no, that wasn't in my algorithm.
That was my whole entire thing, which I did see a lot of things like combating that, but like, I'm just never like, why are we doing this?
Why?
Why are we doing this? It gives me anxiety. Like,
did you think that the world was going to end?
No,
I didn't either.
I didn't think the world was going to end. But I'm like, why are we all out here?
The world's going to end.
The world's going to end. Like this has never happened before. Like this is an occurrence that takes place.
By the way, I kind of feel like when the world's going to end, like we're not going to be knowing.
No. Oh my gosh. I'm just like, stop. I literally to every single one of those people want to be like, stop, stop.
Yeah.
Judith. Stop it.
Unfollow.
Literally unfollow. Like I love you so much. But, like,
please. Yeah.
Please. Please.
For the sake of us all.
For the sake of us all, I just cannot.
Yeah.
Like, why can't an eclipse just be an eclipse?
Yeah.
And I know, like, some people, like, you know who one of those people were? Tina. Shout out Tina.
Did she do it?
She didn't make a post, but she's been telling me for, like, 2 weeks. You know that eclipse is about to happen, and it is fulfilling this biblical prophecy that I don't even know what it is. And maybe, like, I'm sure, don't comment. Like, I don't know if there's merit to that or not, or if that's just completely made up.
Yeah.
I have no idea. So I have no context for, like, what she's talking about, because I don't want to know.
Yeah.
I tell Tina every day.
Well, she all the time is like,
Tina, I'm going to heaven. Take me home. Like,
we can't afford it down here.
No. We don't know what's happening. Like, I hope you're right.
Yeah.
I hope you're right, Tina.
Yeah.
Like, I hope all these people that are like, this is it. Good.
Yeah.
It's ratchet. Like, I don't even want to be here. Like, it's so ratchet right now.
It is.
It is. But, like,
we had to cancel our, like, one of our favorites.
Yeah.
Because it's ratchet down here.
It's so ratchet down here. And it's like.
And it's so sad. It's so sad. It's which, so like, sad. These people, like, we never actually, like, claim that they were Christians.
No.
But, like, just. They just took it so. Now we're talking about. Well, one, we're talking about Christians. But on the other hand, then talking about not Christians.
Yeah.
And. We never claimed that they were Christians, but we were just in absolute shock.
We had to cancel a podcast that we didn't cancel them. We're not like.
No, we're not canceling them. But for us personally, we had to cancel it in our lives.
A podcast we really enjoyed.
Really. And like, honestly, it's so sad because like, I think of how many people I've told about this podcast.
Oh, so many.
We've supported them. We buy their merch.
We've been to 2 shows.
Yeah. Like, we kind of have been, like, riding for this podcast for a long time. I think this is the first podcast I told you about.
Yeah.
Ever.
It was my first podcast I ever, like, listened to.
Like, and was, like, vibe with podcasts.
Yeah.
And then they, like, came out with the episode. Yeah. And we don't have to tell them, but, like, they came out with the episode. And basically, I hadn't even heard the episode yet, but I saw a clip from the episode that had just come out that day. And, like, my whole stomach dropped. My whole heart dropped. And I just was, like... I can't believe they did this. Like, they were making fun of Jesus.
Yeah. Just, like, straight up. Like, not even, like...
In terms of Easter.
Yeah.
And just straight up, like, no shame. Like, making fun of Jesus. And it was, like... I can't, we cannot be here anymore. Like mm-hmm. we're leaving the room. And they had never done that. They've never really. Mm-mm.
It was so bad.
I think it was like kind of apparent they weren't Christians, but they had never
yes.
been like that.
One thing ever. Not being a Christian, and a whole other thing is like just blatantly making fun of Jesus. That's two different things.
Yeah. Not even making fun of Christians, because listen, that's yeah. not that hard to do sometimes.
We kind of write that story for ourselves sometimes.
Like, Christians sometimes.
Be
like,
crazy.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
But, like,
making fun of Jesus. His death. His life.
His life. His death. Who he was.
Yeah.
Who he would be if he lived if he in our world yeah. today. And that sort of thing.
It was so bad. It's wild out here. So, but yeah, this world is ratchet, and so, like, I'm prayed up. Like, don't you worry. But also, that is, like, at the end of the day, we don't know.
We don't know.
We don't know, and we only are just, it's, like, such a belief that we get to be in this world. And so, like, why are we just constantly, this is the last days. Okay.
No matter what it is, it's happening. It's like, okay.
Morgan Wallen throws a chair off a building.
Last day.
This is the end times. This is a biblical prophecy. There was going to be someone named Morgan. He was going to throw a chair.
And he did.
It's happening. But that's what it's like, because sometimes there's literally no biblical context mm-hmm. for what is being said.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of the time, actually.
No.
Sometimes it really is, like, yes, these are things that were said.
Even things not about the end time, there's so many times that there's no biblical context.
No, I know.
I mean, we can go back to Taylor Swift, but, like, we're not going to. But, like, there's so many things that are not.
It's just, like,
What are we saying, people?
No. If we're gonna be on the internet, why can't we just be, like, yeah. Or, like, I did see a post that was, like, and I'm paraphrasing, but it was, like, in reference to all the people saying, like, all the eclipse, like, this is Jesus coming back because uh-huh. of this eclipse. And question mark, I don't know even what the context is that people are saying. I don't know. Mom said that, I don't know. I'm not even going to speak about it because I don't know about it. But people are, like, why can't, instead of scaring people and being like the world is ending
yeah.
because of this eclipse, why not be like, oh my gosh, isn't this such an amazing example of the way that God created the earth?
I saw that.
And designed it that this would happen. Like, what an amazing thing.
Yes. Yes.
That's the content I want to consume.
Well, and they were like, Christians have missed it because they're not talking about it in that way.
Yeah. They're saying, this is biblical prophecy.
Yeah.
And I'm not making fun of Christians. I am a Christian. But this is what's happening. They're like, this is what it is like. This is what it's like. As a Christian consuming this content, there was a red cow born in Israel.
Today.
And so in 3 days, Jesus is coming. Then there's this eclipse. In 18 days from this eclipse, it went this way through this town called Hot Dogville. And the Bible said that Hot Dogville, an eclipse would go through Hot Dogville.
Yeah.
And then the red cow was born. And I know there is stuff about the red cap. And I know I'm not in on that.
Yeah.
You know what else the Bible says? That we're not going to know the day or the hour.
Exactly.
So stop talking about it, because you're ruining it for everybody. Stop saying it's on this day.
Because you're not going to know.
You're not going to know.
And I know,
disclaimer for all the Christians that are going to say, but it also says that the Christians will be looking, and you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
I mean, I think that it does make sense for us to kind of, like,
we are looking because we know he's coming.
And yes. And we're also, like, excited for that.
Yes.
Like, we want to know when it's going to be.
Yes.
And we are going to be kind of like, okay, that kind of feels like end times. I think that people for years and years and years have been feeling like that's end times. I mean, think back to probably, we were super young, but, like, probably what people were thinking when 9/11 happened or something like that. Or, like,
Y2K.
Yes.
2012.
Oh my gosh.
The Mayan calendar.
Yes. Like, there's been so many times that you were like, okay, this is end time. This is end times. Like, this is pointing to it. And yes, the whole point is that everything is pointing
Let me just answer this question for all of you who are wondering. Jesus died. He rose. And then he ascended into heaven. Okay? And he was like, I'm coming back.
Okay, Anna. Is this Facebook? You're doing your Facebook voice.
No, this is real. This is not the Facebook voice. Okay. And he said, guys, I'm coming back.
Yeah.
And everything past that day is end times.
Wow.
Hot take! Everything since that day is end times.
Yeah. Yeah.
Think about, I want you to think about this, and I don't know how even this.
Think about it.
This is a faith-based podcast.
Yes. Okay.
I want you to think about this.
I'm thinking about it.
You know, you got Peter and James and John, and you got all those dudes.
Yeah.
You know what they're going around saying? Jesus is coming back. This is the end time.
Yes.
That was 2,000 years ago.
Yeah.
Nancy.
And he is coming back.
He is.
But we have been being in the end time.
We have been being since the day Jesus rose, yeah, like ascended into heaven and said, hey guys, I'm coming back. Be ready.
Yeah.
It's been in time since that day.
So, like,
it's all in time.
Honestly, let's stop taking it to Facebook. Like, let's take it to your people. Take it to the streets. Take it to the people. Like, let them know.
I promise you, nobody ever got saved from a Facebook post saying, Jesus coming back in 3 days because the red calf was born in Israel and then the eclipse went through, yeah, the calf through Hot Dogville.
Yeah.
You better get prayed up.
You know what?
Nobody ever got saved.
It's probably not in their algorithm.
Huh?
It's probably not in their algorithm.
It's not in their algorithm.
You're not meeting them where they're at.
You know what you're doing? You're making the people who actually are saved scared.
Or just like...
Not that I'm scared of it, but you, like, anxious.
And maybe I'm not scared or anxious because I didn't see it.
I saw it. I saw
and
all
I, of it. And I don't read it, but like...
It was all
I also am like...
Why are we doing that?
It's fine. Like, we're fine.
I have anxiety. And it has nothing to do with going to heaven. I just am anxious.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear about it.
Yeah. You're going to be on Facebook now.
I know.
You're going to have, what are you going to do? You don't need to read the news.
No, that's why I don't, that's why teens like, did you see it?
Think
like,
about, you're going to be so less anxious when you're not living at mom's house. I think Kinley's playing a harmonica.
Stop, honey. No, I'm going to be 100% a less anxious human. And 90% of that is going to be because it won't be teens coming in every day being like, did you see?
Yeah. Did you hear about
born in Israel?
Did you see on Twitter? Did you hear about
at the time that she read the news about that in Europe, they were voting on some kind of thing where they were all going to the some kind of dollar system. This was like a year ago.
Okay, no.
Do you remember this?
I don't
even know what this is, but she called me and she was like, the world is ending. 2023 is the last year that of the world because it is going to this system and it is Europe. Have you not heard about this? I was at Wendy's.
She has got to get off the internet.
I was at Wendy's.
She's got, like, spending money. The dollar.
Hell.
The dollar.
And it spent just fine.
Yeah. Was it back whenever it was, like, still the 4 for $4? Or was it the $6 biggie bag? Make that make sense.
I don't know.
Make it make sense, though. Same food.
But what I'm telling you is get off the internet.
Get off the internet. Tina, especially you, get off the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Internet is over for Tina party.
And the eclipse is over party.
It happened.
It happened. It's over.
Wow.
And guess what?
We're all still here.
We survived.
And we're recording this podcast.
That doesn't mean that now we're in tribulation.
Oh, gosh.
No.
Mm-mm.
Because Graham just called you.
Yeah. Yeah.
She'd be the first one called up.
Yeah.
So Glenda's still here. We're all, you and Mark safe from tribulation.
Mark yourself safe from the eclipse.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the tea.
And that was the tea. And we're so glad that we had that talk.
Yeah.
Because I needed to get it off my chest.
This is a good talk. Maybe we should, I mean, I'm not subscribing to not talking for 4 days because I was starting to feel really alone here in this world.
I'm sorry.
I was just kind of like, she doesn't care about me anymore. She's forgotten me.
You were at parties with people
who that didn't want me to sit with them.
Didn't want you to sit with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you were, I don't know what you were doing. We didn't talk about our weekends and it's fine.
I don't even remember.
Yeah.
It's a blur. It's over now. Yeah.
It's over now.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I feel like we had a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe we'll follow the 24-hour rule. I don't know.
It could be good. It could be a good thing to put in place.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, yeah. That was the tea.
That was the tea.
Go subscribe.
Like and subscribe.
Follow. Find us on Instagram.
Rate review.
Rate review. TikTok.
Not Twitter.
Not Twitter.
Not Twitter.
And if you want to find Anna, she's going to be on Facebook.
I'll be on Facebook on
the only when she's home.
Laptop.
Only when she's home. Okay. If she's not home, she's not there.
And if you sent me a message and you see that it's red, it's not. Jake does have Facebook on his phone. And he read it and didn't tell me about it.
Yeah. Okay.
So, also, just call me.
Text.
Yeah. And if you don't have my number, then you don't need to.
Yeah. It's out of your business.
Yeah, literally. I read something one time, just to wrap this up. We'll call this a final thought.
Final thoughts. Please, Lord.
This is the final thought. I read something one time, or maybe I heard it. I don't know. But it said, if you have a problem with me, you can call me and talk to me about it. And if you don't have my number to call me, then you don't know me well enough to have a problem with me.
Ooh.
And that's the tea's final thought.
And that is the tea. We cannot wait for next week. Thanks again for watching and listening. And we love you guys. Have a great week.
Bye.
Bye.